Hey, Casey. He sits up in his lounge chair, suddenly self-conscious of his rolling gut, his unshaved face, the haircut he's been meaning to get. What are you doing here? She smiles, as if his question has triggered a private joke.
What indeed?
It will surprise no one to learn that he has not been anyone's idea of a model father. In the 7 years since his divorce, he has missed, by design or neglect, more than his share of birthdays, recitals, varsity games, and more dinner dates than he dares to recall. His relationship with Casey gradually evolved from playful to strained to distant. And once puberty had had its way with her, her once habitual forgiveness became somewhat more elusive. It's hard to get up smoothly while simultaneously straddling a lounge chair and sucking in your gut. He achieves verticality, but only after some graceless jostling with inertia. And somehow this simple effort leaves him flushed and breathless. The Versailles has a decent gym, and with all the time on his hands, you'd think he'd have wandered in there by now. He kisses her cheek. She doesn't cringe outwardly, and he is ridiculously overjoyed. Is everything okay? She appears to contemplate that for a moment.
Everything's peachy.
You want to go sit by the cabanas? He says.
Sure.
As she walks ahead of him, he catches a glimpse of color, a flash of red on her shoulder. What's that?
It's just a rose, she says defensively.
As far as tattoos go, it's fairly restrained. A blood-red rose with a single leaf tattooed onto her scapula. Even shitty fathers can cry from something like that. But he has long since squandered away any rights to paternal indignation. So he figures he might as well score a point.
Nice.
Casey smiles wryly onto him.
You should see the one on my ass.
Jesus.
Focus, Silver. We've got bigger fish to fry.
Such as? She turns to face him, still smirking, but her eyes are wide, and he can see her trembling.
Such as, she says, I'm pregnant.
There are moments when you can literally feel the planet spinning beneath you, so much so that you instinctively need to hold on to something. He gently grabs Casey's arm and looks into her eyes, and they stand there, with the world coming apart around them. Both of them waiting to see what it is that he is going to say.